This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, flat out, which one you want? You want to redo the old stadium or you want a $2 billion dome? 216-474-0092. I mean, it's up to you guys. Right? What do you want to do? You want it downtown or
wait,
Brook Park?
You think it's up to who? You think this one's up to the voters and the listeners?
Yeah, the listeners are the voters.
They have no say over this whatsoever.
Okay, let's fire up the Meet the Press music. Let's hear what you had.
I mean,
political correspondent Anthony Lima
of
has
all
to
the
say.
People that are going to have a say in this, I regret to inform the electorate that they have little to no say in this.
Well, tell me more.
I'd even wager to wonder if the city council has anything to do with this, or the Cuyahoga County commissioners have anything to do with this. I think this is down.
You want to get Chris Ronayne on?
I saw what I saw. I'll hit him up. I saw what Jason Lloyd said yesterday. Let's call it what it is. The Browns want a dome. If they can get half of it funded, with the Haslams footing the other half, Cleveland is getting a dome. It's all about funding at this point.
216-474-0092.
I mean, what was
we go to Cleveland and Anthony Lima.
We wondered, and we set the scene proudly. I have to say, we were responsible on this show going into the weekend. When we talked to Daryl and we talked to Mary Kay, we put it out there that we are going to know more, much more, at these owners' meetings. It almost felt like the new album was going to drop. We were going to get the info that we were going to get, and it happened immediately yesterday at those owners' meetings, once Jimmy Haslam got in front of a mic, once Jimmy indeed did.
So
and we're running out of time to get this decision made.
It sounds different when you're saying it over the Meet the Press
it does.
Music.
Everything seems
it
like a heightened importance.
Yeah, it does.
There's a critical nature now.
I mean, soon enough, Greg Brenda's going to be sending nasty tweets about us.
Just a matter of time.
So what would you rather do? Would you want to get the $2 billion dome over in Brook Park?
Yes, yeah, so obviously.
They bought that land, and it's like, well, they can do anything. They have an agreement to buy the land.
Correct.
And so everybody's going, well, they can do anything they want with that land. It's like, okay, well, we all know what we're doing here. And so they said the quiet part out loud. And so this is definitely like, all right, what do you guys want to do? Do you guys want to renovate the old stadium? Or do you want a $2 billion dome in Brook Park? Which one do you want? Because the dome, well, you can do anything with a dome. It could be a dome. But if you renovate the old stadium, it's obviously, apparently, it's not going to be a dome. Because now it's down to two options, it seems. So away you go.
And unfortunately, the option that I wanted most of all, Kenny, and I can't speak for you. I know we've talked about this a ton, was a dome that was going to be in our very walkable city, because that to me was going to be the best of both worlds. You have a dome or retractable roof, whatever, that was going to be downtown, that was going to be able to house all these events and then really bring the community, bring the city together.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't seem like it is one of the possibilities. The dome would only go there in Brook Park if that ends up being the place that they... I know there were some other areas in Cuyahoga County, but obviously they're staying in the county. you know, to again capitalize on available funds that would be in the county. Also state money that would be involved. And I go back to that Bears game. Was it the Bears game, Kenny,
yeah,
where the mayor,
yeah,
the governor, you had the commissioner.
Yeah, Roger Goodell was there.
And then it was not a great game. It was not a great day. The weather was a factor that day. It was just not an optimal, almost, if you want to think about it, conspiracy theorist, it was perfect for the Haslams because they got the commissioner to come on a day where it was like, come on, look, they're empty seats. We are a playoff team, potential playoff team. We have empty seats. People are not enjoying this experience. It seems like we are getting hit with some of the worst weather in the NFL outside of Buffalo. Like, what are we going to do here? And I think on that day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It became so cemented that the Haslams were going to want a dome.
Are we going to get these events? Are we going to get the other big events?
That's the huge question. Like, would they be getting a Super Bowl as part of the deal?
Well, that is, I mean, it's one Super Bowl. The stadium's mm-hmm. expected. I mean, you expect to have a stadium hope for 30 years. Okay, so you and I'd be 60, be about 70 years old by the time it was done, or by the time that stadium was done. So, I mean, that's a sobering thought there. I mean, you think about a lot of people listening, they might not even be around by the time that stadium's no longer usable. So this is a very, very big, big issue with everybody involved here. So when you put that all into effect, I want to be able to host as many events as possible. And I did worry when Chicago said that they were going to build a dome downtown. I go, all right, you got a downtown dome in Chicago. I might have said this with you. I might have said this with somebody, maybe Danny, who was filling in that day where you were out sick. But you have a dome in downtown Chicago that's about to be built. You already have one in Indianapolis. You already have one in Detroit. All right? So you got two that are around you, surrounding you right there. So then you have to compete with Chicago. That's four cities that are competing for some of the same events right there in the Midwest. So if you can do it, great. But I also want to be able to get a lot of these other events, or get in the rotation for a lot of these other events to be able to do it. I want a Final Four. I want a men's Final Four in that area. You know, people always say, yeah, I know, I talk to a lot of wrestling fans. I don't know if you're ever getting WrestleMania, but it's one of the things that everybody brings up, so I have to talk about it. I mean, it looks like we might get SummerSlam here, it seems. Nothing's official yet, but I think that's about as good as it's going to get. But when it comes to some of the other stuff, like, you think of all the indoor stuff that you can do. I do, if we're going to do it, I'd want it to be like Lucas Oil, where it seems like they got something going every single day of the week all year round. Something is going on there, whether it be a Colts game or whatever. You'd want to make the most of that enterprise, especially if you're putting up half, if you're putting up a billion of the money that's there to put a stadium up there. And then you're thinking about some of the other infrastructure that has to be built around there, because if it's over in Brook Park, you're talking about shopping centers and another, I'm imagining, what, Pinecrest, a situation like that around there, like a Patriots place almost over in
New England. Retail and mixed-use development.
Yes,
yeah.
There you go. So that's kind of what I'm thinking in that area. And if you could do it, great, but I just want to make sure, and there's nothing I can do to make sure of this, but you always want to do your best to make sure that there's events.
What do you think the Haslams want?
They want a dome.
They want the dome. And they're basically telling you that their only way to get a dome built is going to be outside of downtown Cleveland. So if that is the case, how much of a price is that to pay for the city, just the civic responsibility of the city to try to keep our heritage football team in downtown Cleveland on the waterfront? I mean, I think that the Haslams have made up their mind. I think they want that dome, and they purchase land for the purpose of that. What does renovating the stadium get for the Haslams? What does that get them?
I think it's $1 billion to kick the can down the road. Is it not? Unless we come to a very stark reality that we, and You know, does David Gilbert, does he do things in the area, or is it just the city of Cleveland?
No, I mean, I think it's the county. Cleveland. It's so greater Cleveland.
I'm just making sure. I'm asking a guy.
No, I'm not saying that snippingly. That's part of the title, okay. Right? Like, I would assume that it's...
And they've partnered up with Canton.
To both of you guys. Sorry, it wasn't just you.
They've partnered up with Canton.
Okay.
I think they want as many events. Yeah, sure, they'd like them downtown.
Because I've made no
secret. But they're not going to stop fighting for events just because they're in Brook Park.
Well, I've made no secret. I think that David Gilbert's very talented at what he does and has brought a lot of things here. And I mean, I have no problem saying to people I'm a fan of his.
Kenny, I think as of today, with that news coming out yesterday, I think the most likely conclusion of this is a dome in Brook Park. That is my stance on this. And I wonder, is that going to be depressing to some people that it's no longer going to be the downtown Cleveland Browns? It's still going to be the Cleveland Browns. But is that something that your memories around the lakefront, is that a problem for fans?
I have one very strong fear about downtown. And it has nothing to do, it's not crazy like the team would move or anything like that. I just have one little fear of downtown I got to bring up next. 216-474-0092. Do you want a dome in Brook Park for $2 billion, or do you want the stadium renovated for $1 billion in downtown? According to what was said at the owners' meetings, it seems that those are the two things, the two options that you possibly have here. 216-474-0092. And coming up, boy, it looks pretty bleak, but it's not the worst we've ever seen, at least not yet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!